Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Voting for first phase on 43 assembly constituencies to take place in Jharkhand tomorrow. Over 200 companies of security forces deployed for smooth conduct of polls. Campaigning reaches its peak in Maharashtra assembly polls. Top leaders of various political parties making all-out efforts to woo voters. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh calls for adaptive defence strategies to counter evolving warfare threats. Says it is not a strategic choice, but a necessity. Net direct tax collection grows 15.41% to 12.11 lakh crore rupees till 10th November of this financial year. And India to take on South Korea in Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar today. In Jharkhand, elaborate arrangements have been made for the first phase of assembly elections. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
Polling parties are being sent to their respective areas today, while in 225 sensitive booths, polling officials have already reached. Altogether, 15,344 polling booths have been set up across the state for the first phase. Over 200 companies of security forces have been deployed to conduct smooth elections. Polling will start from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m., while polling in 950 sensitive booths spread over 31 constituencies will end at 4 p.m. Over 1,37,00,000 voters will decide political fortune of 683 candidates, including 73 women. With KK Lal, Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
Second phase of polling will be held on the 20th of this month in 38 constituencies. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said illegal materials and cash worth over 179 crore rupees have been seized from different parts of the state since the announcement of the assembly elections.
Abhi tak total 53 cases hui NCC ka violation ka. Usme Saraikala mein 3, Ranchi mein 5, Simdega 2, Dhanbad 3, Ramgarh 2, East Sindh 2, Devgarh 1, Gadwa 28, Chandara 1, Hazaribagh 2, Palamu 1, Saipanj 1, Giridi 2.
Meanwhile, leaders of both NDA and India Bloc are paying attention in those areas where the second phase of election is to be held. Polling in 38 constituencies will be held on 20th November, addressing an election meeting at Jharia and Dhanbad. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah exhorted people to uproot the corrupt Hemant Soren government as this is the right time.
Aapka ek vote tay karega ke khud ko karodpati arbopati banane wala. जेम चाहिए कि गरीब माताओं को लखपति दीदी बनाने वाली नरेंद्र मोदी की सरकार चाहिए.
While addressing election meetings at Sindri, senior JMM leader and chief minister Hemant Soren appealed to voters to exercise their vote judiciously. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra as the leaders of various political parties leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. Addressing a political rally in Trimur constituency of Chandrapur district, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, Maharashtra is the state which attracts the largest foreign direct investment. The state is having new airports, a new expressway, more than a dozen Vande Bharat trains and railway infrastructure is being redeveloped in the state.
आज महाराष्ट्र देश का वो राज्य है जहां सबसे ज्यादा विदेशी निवेश हो रहा है. फॉरेन डायरेक्ट इन्वेस्टमेंट यहां नए एयरपोर्ट्स बन रहे हैं, नए एक्सप्रेस वेज बन रहे हैं. आज महाराष्ट्र में करीब एक दर्जन वंदे भारत ट्रेनें चल रही है.
And now let's go live to our correspondent Prarthna in Mumbai. Prarthna, tell us more about the election campaigning as top leaders of other political parties are also going to hold rallies across the state.
Yes, Valsa. After the election rally in Chandrapur, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP leader, he will be addressing rallies in Solapur and Pune. Union Minister and Senior BJP Leader Amit Shah is also going to address rallies. He'll be addressing two rallies in Mumbai later in the day. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari today addressed a rally in Latur, and later he's going to address rallies in Bid, Jalna and Nagpur. Uttar Pradesh CM Yogi Adityanath is also in Maharashtra. He is set to hold rallies in Akola, Amravati and Nagpur. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, he'll be addressing rallies in Dahanu, Vikramgarh, Pen, Sion Koliwada and Kalyan. On the other hand, Rahul Gandhi was scheduled to be here in Maharashtra today, but somehow we have been told that his scheduled rally in Chikli in Buldhana has been cancelled due to technical issues in his aircraft. MP Supriya Sule, she addressed a rally in Aheri in Gadchiroli district. On the other hand, we see that NCP SP Supremo Sharad Pawar is going to address five rallies in Nashik in favor of MVA candidates. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar is going to address five rallies in Nashik. And then the UBTC, Shiv Sena UBT chief Uddhav Thackeray will be campaigning in Solapur. Aditya Thackeray, the MLA, will be addressing a rally in Mahim. MNS chief Raj Thackeray will be canvassing in Varli today. Yes, Valsa.
Thank you, Pratna, for bringing us all those details. In our series of constituency profiles today, we take a look at the Guhagar Assembly constituency in Maharashtra, which is set to witness a threefold battle during the upcoming assembly polls and an intense battle between the two key alliances in the state.
Guhagar is one of the five assembly constituencies in Ratnagiri district, Maharashtra. Candidates from different parties won from the Guhagar seat, after which the constituency remained with the BJP until 2009. In 2009, Congress candidate Bhaskar Jadhav won from the seat and later switched to Shiv Sena and won the 2019 assembly election as a Shiv Sena candidate. Following the split in Shiv Sena, Bhaskar Jadhav aligned with Uddhav Thackeray's faction and is now contesting again as a candidate for Shiv Sena UBT. He will face Shiv Sena candidate Rajesh Bendal, the son of former Guhagar MLA Ramchandra Bendal, who won the seat in 1980. The Maharashtra Navnirman Sena has fielded Pramod Gandhi from Guhagar. With more than 2.42 lakh voters, it'll be interesting to see who the electorate of Guhagar chooses to represent them this time. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
All preparations have been made for the by-polls for 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states, including Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat, tomorrow. By-polls will be held for 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today underscored the importance of adaptive defence strategies to address effectively the evolving landscape of warfare and security threats. Speaking at the inaugural event of Delhi Defence Dialogue in New Delhi, the minister emphasised that adaptive defence is not a strategic choice but a necessity. He asserted that the country's vision of adaptive defence must be rooted in flexibility, innovation and resilience, preparing the nation to face future contingencies. He said the government is determined to employ adaptive defence strategies to counter the menace of information warfare against national security.
Contemporary wars are not being fought on the battlefields alone. We, in this age of digitization and information overload, are facing an unprecedented scale of psychological warfare. The government of India is determined to employ adaptive defense strategies to counter the menace of information warfare against national security.
President Draupadi Murmu will undertake a three-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu beginning today. On the first day of her tour, the President will visit the aviary at Jampur, Government Engineering College and NIFT campus in Daman. On the second day, she will visit Namo Medical Education and Research Institute in Silvassa. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has expressed confidence that India and Russia will achieve the trade target of $100 billion well before the deadline of 2030. In his remarks at the 25th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technical and Cultural Cooperation in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said Russia has emerged as a major source of fertilizers for India. He said Russia's supply of crude oil, coal and uranium are indeed important.
Our joint endeavors in regard to connectivity, such as the International North-South Transport Corridor, the Chennai-Vladivostok Corridor and the Northern Sea Route, must go forward. We will also be discussing cooperation critical for our food, energy and health security.
In his remarks, visiting Russian First Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov said, over the last 5 years, trade turnover between the countries has grown more than fivefold. The country's net direct tax collection has witnessed 15.41% growth in this financial year so far, reaching over 12,10,000 crore rupees. According to the Central Board of Direct Taxes, gross direct tax collection before adjusting for refunds grew 21.2% to over 15 lakh crore rupees during the period of the 1st of April to the 10th of November this year. In Jammu and Kashmir, a gunfight broke out between security forces and terrorists in North Kashmir's Bandipora district this morning. Srinagar-based Army's Chinar Corps spokesperson informed that based on specific intelligence input regarding presence of terrorists, a joint operation was launched by the Army and J&K police in the general forest area of Nagmarg in the district. Public Service Broadcasting Day is being observed today. The day is celebrated every year to commemorate the only visit of Mahatma Gandhi to the studio of Akashvani in Delhi in 1947. The father of the nation addressed the displaced people who had temporarily settled at Kurukshetra in Haryana after partition. We have a report.
Seventy-seven years ago, it was Diwali day when Mahatma Gandhi couldn't visit the people displaced by partition and stationed at Kurukshetra. He decided to convey his message through radio. This was Gandhiji's first and last live broadcast at Akashvani on this day in 1947. Gandhiji began his speech saying, "My brothers and sisters who are suffering."
मेरे दुखी भाइयों और बहनों, मुझे कोई पता नहीं है कि सिवाय आपके मुझको कोई भी सुनता है या नहीं. मैं तो एक अनजान पुरुष हूँ. मैं कोई दिलचस्पी भी नहीं लेता हूँ. लेकिन दुख के साथ मिल जाना, वो तो मेरा जीवन भर का प्रयत्न है, जीवन भर का मेरा पेशा है.
गांधीजी said that he saw the medium of radio as शक्ति, the miraculous power of God. With Divakar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, India will take on three-time winners South Korea at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar today. Yesterday, India defeated Malaysia with a clean score of 4-0 in their opening match. India's top badminton stars PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will return to BWF Tour action at the Japan Masters Super 500 starting today. Sindhu will face Thailand's Busanan Ongbam Rungpan in the first round of women's singles tomorrow, while Lakshya will be up against Malaysia's Leon Junhao in the singles category at the Kumamoto Prefectural Gymnasium in Japan. Domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading lower in afternoon trade today. The 30-share BSE Sensex tanked 561 points to trade at 78,935, while the NSE Nifty 50 dropped 183 points to trade at 23,958. Both indices were over 0.7% down when reports last came in. Broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was also trading in negative territory. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting for first phase on 43 assembly constituencies to take place in Jharkhand tomorrow. Over 200 companies of security forces deployed for smooth conduct of polls. Campaigning reaches its peak in Maharashtra assembly polls. Top leaders of various political parties making all out efforts to woo voters. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh calls for adaptive defence strategies to counter evolving warfare threats. Says it is not a strategic choice but a necessity. Net direct tax collection grows 15.41% to 12.11 lakh crore rupees till 10th of November of this financial year. And India to take on South Korea in Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar today. And with that, we end the midday news.